Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. People who work to fight homelessness in Massachusetts say there's never enough housing to go around. Now a group of advocates and service providers wants to make sure the state gets a big boost in supportive housing from federal pandemic relief funds. Late last year, Governor Charlie Baker signed a nearly $4 billion relief package into law. The money is coming from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, known as ARPA. It includes $150 million for permanent housing with support services. Much of that will be for people who've been homeless or are vulnerable to housing insecurity. WBUR's Lynn Joliker tells us about efforts to make the money make a real difference.
The ARPA funds can go a long way in the fight against homelessness, according to Christy Staples.
It is the largest single infusion of funding for supportive housing specifically that the Commonwealth has received. So that alone is a game changer.
Staples is a vice president at United Way of Massachusetts Bay and Greater Merrimack Valley. She leads a loose coalition of more than 70 social service providers, advocates, developers, and philanthropists. The group is working to develop a plan to scale up permanent supportive housing for people experiencing homelessness in Massachusetts. That's housing where case managers help tenants connect with services including mental health treatment, job training, and budgeting. Staples says the coalition asked for the ARPA funding for supportive housing and wants to make sure there's a vision for it so it has the greatest possible impact.
Without a strategy and really looking at the population that needs the housing and where the gaps are, we are not actually being strategic in ending homelessness. And it is a piecemeal approach for pockets of intervention that is not a comprehensive strategic approach.
One of the coalition's first priorities is to collect data on homelessness and housing need. Staples says the group wants to come up with a clear number of permanent supportive housing units that should be built in each region of the state. As of 2020, Massachusetts had about 8,600 units for unaccompanied adults who've been homeless and more than 1,700 for families coming out of homelessness. Staples says the state likely needs about 1,800 more supportive apartments for adults who are chronically homeless. The estimate for other populations, including families and youth, isn't clear. Social service leaders have long said they want a plan from the state to create a robust supply of permanent supportive housing.
I would say we've been able to accomplish a lot, but it did take a coalition to come together to say silence is not an option here.
No one from the State Department of Housing and Community Development would do an interview for this story. But a spokesperson says the agency has had an annual round of funding for permanent supportive housing developments since 2014. And early in the pandemic, it asked for innovative proposals to convert buildings such as motels or hotels into supportive housing. Advocate Joyce Tavon says providing some funding for individual projects isn't the same as creating a proactive statewide plan. Tavon is a policy director at the nonprofit Massachusetts Housing and Shelter Alliance.
We have an enormous crisis. We have such a housing crisis, such a scarcity of supply.
Tavon says an increase in street homelessness during the pandemic shows the state and every community need to break down barriers to housing development. People came from all over the region to a huge tent encampment near Massachusetts Avenue and Melnia Cass Boulevard in Boston, or Mass and Cass, before the city cleared it out and got many people into treatment and housing.
We are dealing with a humanitarian disaster. Absolutely, we saw it with Mass and Cass, but it's happening in other places, smaller versions of that encampment. So we need the state also to assist with how do we get municipalities to ease up on their restrictive zoning and not leaving it just to the kind of homeless service slash housing provider, like you go figure it out.
Here's how the ARPA funding breaks down. $15 million is targeted to housing for people who've been living outdoors or in homeless shelters. $50 million is for supportive housing for people, including families, who are chronically homeless. $65 million is dedicated to affordable housing with services for those who fled domestic violence or human trafficking, or are State Department of Mental Health clients or seniors. The final $20 million will go toward supportive housing for veterans.
You can see we're going right down to the ground, right down to the studs, and we're rebuilding it.
John Yazwinski is president and CEO of Father Bills and Mainspring. The South Shore nonprofit shelters and houses people experiencing homelessness. The organization is about to finish converting a Brockton hotel into 69 units of permanent supportive housing. The state funded the project after putting out that call for innovative proposals in 2020. Yazwinski says more providers can create housing like this with the right resources and guidance in place. But he says that's just the beginning. They have to keep the housing going and keep tenants stable.
We've never had this opportunity. Having the capital, having that ARPA money is great, but we still need to see a commitment from the state about, like, how are we going to have the operating money and how are we going to have the services? As great as this project is, we were still begging for the operating subsidies, and we got it. And we're piecemealing the services from a variety of funding sources.
The state says this year, it funded services to turn 200 existing housing units into supportive housing. Meanwhile, Yazwinski points out the 69 new units in Brockton make only a dent in the need. He says for every 5 people who move out of his organization's Mainspring shelter, 6 people come in looking for a bed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.